Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Kenneth Hagin of Faith Seminar of the Air. I learned something from P.C. Nelson that I've never forgotten. He said the time will come when you'll need faith, either for yourself or for some member of your family, and if you haven't kept your faith strong, you'll be at a disadvantage. That's why I encourage you to listen to Faith Seminar of the Air every Monday through Friday on this station, and it will help keep your faith strong.
Faith Seminar of the Air, heard at 7:15 a.m. daily on WCNO.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff, pride themselves on fast and friendly service, providing you a pharmacy experience with the personal touch that you deserve. Fifth Street Pharmacy is located on the corner of Northwest Fifth Street and 2nd Avenue, behind Napa Auto Parts. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they provide a drive-up window for your convenience.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Our feelings tell us all kinds of things. I mean, sometimes we just get so manipulated by how we feel. He don't love me no more. She don't love me anymore. How could they do that if they loved me? Well, maybe they just don't want to be around you because you're whining all the time. Listen, the enemy of your life wants to sit on your shoulder, on the shoulder of your life, and whisper into your ear all kinds of suggestive little questions so he can get your feelings out of line with your spirit and take you off task and take you out of the Word, and then he can get you in shame, and he can get you in guilt and condemnation, and then he can paralyze your faith. And then pretty soon you're going by what you see, come on, instead of what you should be believing. The biggest danger to the church is that we are led around by what we feel and see and not by what the Word says. Oh, Jesus, help us. Listen, I've come to tell you today that in the name of Jesus, those things are broken off of your life, because my Word says, "He that the Son sets free is free indeed." That's what it says. That's the Word. Whether you feel free or not, you are free indeed. Whether you feel like you've overcome or not, you have overcome.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead and get lined up in your spirit with the Word and put your soulish man in line with your spirit and stop going by how you feel. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
So all of a sudden he's standing there to accuse them before the Lord. And watch this. Three things I'm going to give you this morning and we're going to go home, okay? Three things that happened. The first thing that happened is the voice of the Lord from the throne of God says to him, "Change your perspective." Somebody say, "Change your perspective." He says to Satan, "Let me put this." He says to Satan, let me tell you this. Let me just tell you this in my version, in the JTB version, the Jason Todd Baumgartner version of the Bible. You ready for this? "Satan, shut your mouth." If I translated it, that's what it would say. Just shut up. Shut your mouth. Now, listen, he didn't say, "Now that he has repented and is in remorse for what he has done, I want you to be quiet, devil." That's not what he said. Y'all see that, right? He didn't say that, because when you read this account, there's actually no action taken by Joshua. Come on now. Joshua's just standing there, not saying a word. He didn't even repent. He's standing there with his head down while the devil's accusing him. And guess what? Joshua is not opening his mouth. And you know why Joshua is not opening his mouth? Because Joshua really can't say anything, because Joshua did it. Mm-hmm. Joshua was guilty. Come on, man. He had done it. Everything the devil was saying about him was true. Come on now. It was not a question of innocence or guilt. He did it. He was guilty. He was covered with doo-doo. He had doo-doo all over him. He smelled like doo-doo. He looked like doo-doo. There was doo-doo everywhere. He was guilty, amen? He had been to some places he should have never went to. He broke his covenant with God. He disobeyed God. He had failed in his leadership. He had failed at his job. He was guilty, amen? But guess what? He's standing there and the devil's going, see God? He can't do it. See God? He's a mess. See God? He doesn't measure up. He doesn't obey you. You really can't trust him with the call of God on his life. You don't know when he's going to fall apart. Just look at him. He's an emotional wreck. He's a big mess. He can't get it together. You gave him a job and you gave him the power to do it and he's squandered all the power you've done. He let it go right to his head. He's a mess. He done quit in the middle of what you told him to do. He can't get it done. He's forsaken you, God. He's left you behind. And the voice from the throne simply just looks at the devil and says, shut up. Shut your mouth, Satan. Don't you just love that? I just love that. For somebody like me, that is exciting. Amen. Can I just say this to you? You might be in a mess today, but God will not turn you over to the devil to destroy your life. Even in the middle of your mess, he will not abandon you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He is right there telling the devil to shut his mouth. Come on, amen? Because when you got a problem, he is the one that will deal with it. He is the one that will take care of it. He is the one that will be there for you. He is the one that leads. He is the one that delivers. But he will not let the devil bring an accusation against the people of God. Those days are over. Come on, it's okay to shout this morning. You can shout, amen. So here's what he said. He says, shut your mouth, Satan. And this is what he said. He says, for I have chosen Jerusalem. I've chosen Jerusalem. Say that with me. I have chosen Jerusalem. See, the first thing we've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is this. You are chosen. I'm going to try that again. You are chosen. You've been picked by God. That's why you have to change your whole perspective about who you are. You can't go by what people say who you are. You can't go by a box that people put you in. You can't let people identify you with your past. You can't let people, come on somebody, amen. You got to change your perspective about who you are. It affects your identity. If you believe that somehow or some way you have been right in what you've been doing, then you're going backwards. You've got to change your perspective and say, God, I know I'm in a mess. I need you. I need you in my life. I need this thing to be right. I need you to be with me in everything that I'm doing. But you got to change your perspective. Come on, somebody. Because the truth is, listen, if we don't get in faith and really believe who we are in Christ, and we just get to the place where we go, well, I can't do it. I don't measure up. God don't want to use me no more. Then you're just going to start living like you're disqualified. And I got the truth for you is that you are qualified.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the truth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. My being chosen today has nothing to do with my performance. Let me try that again. My being chosen today has nothing to do with my performance. I'll try one more time. My being chosen today has nothing to do with my performance. You need to understand that this morning for your own life. It's not based on what you do. You being chosen is not based on how you act. Come on now. I don't earn it by my behavior. I don't earn it by the way I act. It's not based on that. Amen. Okay, Jason, well, you've done pretty good this week, so now you're qualified for a little blessing. And if you behave for the whole month, I'm going to give you a big blessing. I mean, that is absolutely foolish and contrary to the Word of God. Amen? Oh, you might not want to shout this morning, but that's okay. I'll shout. Hallelujah! We've done that to people right here at the church, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Huh? And we've had that in the church ever since I can remember. People trying to jump through hoops to perform so that God will give them a little bit of favor. Look at senior saint there. Oh, what a man of God. What a righteous, holy man of God. Shut up. None are righteous. Jesus himself said, you call me good? I'm not good. Jesus said that about himself. When they said, "Who are you?" He called him a good teacher. He said, "You're calling me good? I'm not good, but it is my Father." Come on, somebody. Yes. We need to just stop going, "Oh, what a man of God." That is ridiculous. Ain't none of us good. That's why we need Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Well, if I just come to church every Sunday and I'm a tither and I'm a giver and I just walk in and clothe myself in humility and just, you know, I just, God's going to bless me. Who are you trying to bribe? Can I just help give you a verse that'll change your perspective a little bit this morning? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56 through 58. The sting of death is sin. And the, watch this. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The strength of sin is through the law. The strength of sin comes from do's and don'ts. Come on, are you here this morning?
Yes, sir.
Listen, if you want to empower your dysfunction, then try to make yourself legally free from your dysfunction. If you want to empower how crazy you are, then try to make yourself free from how crazy you are. Just try it. I ain't going to do that no more. The Bible says the more that we legally make ourselves right by our own performance, the more we empower sin in our life. Oh, man. I'm looking at some of y'all, I ain't never heard that before, have you? I hope you hear it this morning. You want to know why people can be in church and then maybe fail in their life or in their marriage or in their morals? Maybe they get frustrated and discouraged and say things that they shouldn't say, and the next thing you know, their heart doesn't get convicted. They don't come back to the house anymore. They stop coming to church. Why don't they come back to church? What happens? Because when they walk through the doors, the devil's sitting right there on their shoulder saying, "What are you doing here? How can you even come in this place knowing you did what you did? Knowing you said what you said? I know. You really don't love God." And then they meet some really good Christian in the church who comes up to them and says, "What's wrong with you? You ought to know better than that. Shame on you." Please don't put no shame on nobody. Our Father don't do that. Don't do it. Jesus don't do it. He took it away. Please don't put it on nobody. Please don't do that. Because when we do that, we empower the dysfunction in their life with rules, and we empower the dysfunction in their life with regulations to make them righteous in the sight of God. And the truth is your rules and regulations ain't going to make them no more righteous in the sight of God. They're already righteous because of the blood of Jesus. Listen, every time you agree with the accusation of the enemy that's against you, you empower cycles of dysfunction. Anybody got any dysfunctional people in their family? Well, stop accusing them. You just empower the dysfunction. Stop calling them crazy. Start calling them blessed. Get in faith for their life. Don't look at your crazy son or daughter or your aunt or uncle and go, "You crazy. What's wrong with you?" No, don't do that. Go up there and put your arm around him and say, "You know, you are the blessed of God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I love you. God's got wonderful things for you. God's got plans for you. God wants to see you get through some of the stuff that's been holding you back. What can I do to help?" Don't look at him and go, "What's wrong with you?" Am I helping anybody? Yes,